what we did was, I thought it was an egalitarian move, but it also turned out to be a strategic move, which was to say, we're going to start turning down people in the bottom half of their class at Andover, and we're going to start taking people in the top quarter of their class, that was my buddy Larry, in Chelsea Revere, Everett Arlington High School, even if their SATs are way off. Because these guys are playing the hand they were dealt the best they can,
right.
And it had a good a double effect of creating diversity and which is more educationally healthy, and ironically over time we actually encouraged more applicants from the top half of Andover, so it had a double whammy. But we're not doing enough of that, and enrollment management is a systems approach to achieving. Sub-optimizing a combined set of goals that are set by a board of trustees and I've sit on boards and by a leadership of an institution with buy-in from constituencies who can create a ruckus if they don't like it, like alumni.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to achieve egalitarian status at a Vassar, you go co-ed because that'll allow you to do some things you couldn't do otherwise. And you do partly for survival, but also for egalitarian purposes, the same thing at places like Regis and Emanuel, where we've had an impact. But if I were to say that the enrollment management is the cure to the blight that is facing us in education today, I'd be totally misleading you. It's applying the scientific method to achieve pre-established goals. The key question is not, does enrollment management work? The key question is, what are the goals? What goals do you want to set? And that's a harder question because it involves money.